Okay, welcome everybody. And please lay on your backs. And as you get settled in, sense the contact that you're making with the floor. For some of you who are familiar with awareness through movement lessons, there are things that you will notice right away. The left-right alignment of the pelvis, how your spine's making contact with the floor, your two shoulders. For those of you who are new to awareness through movement, just first get an overall impression of how you're laying on the floor. And highlight one or two things that may jump out at you. One thing you may notice is that one part of your back is making, really pressing into the floor, and another part may be elevated. You don't want to change anything or correct it or feel like there's a right and wrong. Just want to become aware of it and note it. Measure it, I like to say. And in the course of the lesson, we're going to see how these things change. And in the course of your life, you're going to see how these things change. You can also examine your two shoulder blades. Are they making contact with the floor equally? Or is one shoulder blade more raised up off of the floor? And because the pelvis is slightly, in a way, you know, homologous to the shoulder blades. You can also ask the same question: Is the left or the right side of the pelvis more into the floor? Almost as if the pelvis were a little rotated, or not. And then the distinctions can become finer and finer. You can move up your spine from your pelvis and sense how each individual vertebrae is making contact with the floor. Through your lumbar spine, into your thoracic spine where your ribcage starts. Sense the space between the shoulder blades, the upper part of the thoracic spine, and into the cervical spine of the neck. And the places where it doesn't make contact with the floor, how elevated are they? And in any of these places, are the vertebrae, I don't know, bend or turned or anything like that? And then you have these two legs growing out of your pelvis. You can sense, for example, the length of each leg. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's an accurate measurement in your head, but does one leg feel longer than the other? Is one leg sinking into the floor, released into the floor more than the other? is one leg rotated open, rotated out, or turned out in dancer speak, more than the other. You could also ask, what is the angle that the toes are making? Are they pointing straight up to the ceiling, or do they point out a certain amount? And this is related to the turnout, but it's another way of asking the question. Let it go and come up to sitting. And the position that we're going to sit in is what we call side sitting. So bring your left knee, turn your left foot backwards so it's behind you. Your heel is kind of close to your butt. And then your right leg is open down, so your right foot is next to your left knee. If this is difficult for you, you can sit in a cross-legged position. However, this does not seem to be tremendously difficult. Now, I'm not expecting you, in this position, your left side of your pelvis, your left sits bone, is going to be elevated off of the floor for most people who aren't yoga masters. And that's okay. So you don't need the left side of your butt to be on the floor. Your left side of your butt can be elevated and stuff. And then place your right hand to the side of you, somewhere nice and comfortable, so you can lean on it. And that's important, that you be able to give weight to this hand. And then take your left arm and bring it in front of you so that your wrist is in front of your nose. And then you could do whatever you want with your hand. Your fingers could be pointed to the ceiling. But in Feldenkrais, the idea is we want to make as little effort as possible. So little effort is letting it go and just letting it hang. So now your wrist is sort of bent at a kind of 90-degree-ish angle. Your wrist is in front of your nose. Your upper arm is horizontal, your forearm is vertical, and your elbow is bent roughly 90 degrees. So now that we're in this position, let's get out of it again, just so that we know. No, just take a pause, because sometimes it can, whatever. Alright, so now let's get back into this position. It's called the dead bird in the Feldenkrais world. And then close your eyes and then slowly turn to the right. And turn so that your head is constantly looking at your wrist, even though you can't actually see it. Turn to the right. So as you turn to the right, your shoulders will turn to the right and your head turns to the right. So everything goes together in one package. And come back. And repeat this movement a few times. Make this movement soft, easy, light. And come back to the center. And then just one more time, slowly turn to the right and stop with your eyes closed and stop wherever it is that you begin to feel a little bit of effort or resistance to the movement. Stop at that place. And at that place, open your eyes and look and see where in the room you're looking towards. So this is going to be a measurement. We're going to use this piece of information later on. And then let it go and come and just sit facing forward. And pause. if it's uncomfortable sitting like this, then you can just take a break and pull yourself out of it or something like that, or you could do some of the movements cross-legged. But if you're cool, then let's stay. Let's get back into this position, into this dead bird position with the wrist in front of our head, and let's turn to the right and pause again at that place where you begin to feel effort. And now, with the nose looking at the, with the nose facing the wrist, begin to take your eyes to the left, back to the center, and bring them back to straight ahead. Bring your eyes to the left, and then bring them back so that they would be looking at the wrist. Bring them to the left, and then bring them back so that they would be looking at the wrist. Only your eyes, not your head, not your shoulders. The only thing that's moving is your eyes. So you need to sense yourself and say, hey, when I do this, the eyes are very powerful, but can I do this without invoking the movement of the head, movement of the shoulders, movement of the torso? So once again, you turn to the right, stop at that comfortable place, and then you look to the left with the eyes and back, looking at the hand. And once this movement has become simple for you, then pause and let it go and come back to center. Just rest. Now, let's again come into this position with the wrist dangling in front of our nose, and then rotate to the right so that you're bearing weight on the wrist, and turn to where it's comfortable, and then open your eyes again and see, do you see any further? Are you turning any more than you were before? And then pause. Well, you can pause and come back to center. But then let's close our eyes. And now let's turn just our head back to the left as if it wants to look towards the front of the room. And then turn the head back towards so that the nose faces the wrist. Turn the head to the front of the room. And do it nice and slowly and easy. So that the only thing moving is the head. The head turns to the front of the room and then back to face the wrist. And if it doesn't get all the way to the front of the room, that's okay. Just you just want to ask your nervous system to engage in this movement. And leave it and come back to center and just chill out for a second. And now come back to having the wrist dangling in front of your nose. Close your eyes. And again, turn to the right. The range that's comfortable is pause and open your eyes. And see how far you look. So the wrist, the shoulders, the torso, the head, they all go together. And see, do you see further? And yes, clearly you guys are seeing further. So come back to the center, let it go, lie down on the mats. And now that you're lying, sense which leg do you feel more clearly now of the two? Has one leg become, I don't know, I used the word clearly already, has been more highlighted in your self-image? is one leg perhaps more turned out. That is, the angle that the toes make, the toes point more towards the side of the room as opposed to the front of the room. And gently roll your head left and right. And see if it's perhaps a little bit easier. There's a difference between the two sides. And perhaps a little bit easier to roll your head one particular direction. Maybe one side, maybe that's related to the leg that feels longer. And pause. Let it go. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. Into the side sitting position. So your left foot is behind and your right foot is in front, and your right foot is touching your close to your left knee. Somewhere close to your left knee. And then let's put our wrist dangling in front of our face again. In this position so that the elbow is bent 90 degrees. And close your eyes and turn to the right, to where it's comfortable, and pause and open your eyes. Now, in this position, take your hand further to the right and to the left a little bit. Just the hand, right and left. But it's in this position, so that's going to make the elbow go right and left. And it's going to make the shoulder go a little bit right and left. Nice and slowly. Now as you do this, begin to allow yourself to follow it with the head. So now the nose goes with the hand. The torso itself can stay quiet. And pause. And now continue doing the movements of the hand, but now just follow it with the eyes. So the head stays in its place, but the eyes now follow the hand. So you can try slowing down the movement. You can make it so that your hand and elbow and shoulder are moving in molasses. It's creeping back and forth. Your head stays totally still. Torso stays still. The weight on your hand remains constant. Just your eyes moving. Pause. Now leave your hand fixed and take your eyes gently to the left and to the right. Only your eyes. Pause. Well, let's come back to center. I don't want to get too ambitious here. All right, and just let it. Okay. And then bring your hand up into this position again. So the elbow's bent 90 degrees, the wrist's in front of your nose, in front of your eyes. Close your eyes, and now turn to the right again. And pause where it's comfortable. And then open your eyes, that place where it's comfortable, and see how far do you look across the room. Are you turning even more now? And let it go and lie on your back. And now begin to notice whether this is the third time you're lying on your back and scanning. So the third opportunity you have to get an impression. So between the initial scan and the first rest when you lay it on your back, you notice some differences. And you noticed differences likely on one side in particular. So now that we continue doing just these motions in one direction, are the differences that you're feeling when you're making contact with the floor, is it continuing to grow on that one side? Like, is one side continuing to become clearer, become sink into the floor more? And as you do, as you pay attention to that, do you want to do this to the other side? This movement's now to the other side. Okay. Leave that. And come back up to same side sitting position. So the knees to the right, the feet are to the left, left foot is behind you. Your weight is on your right hand. And this time, we're doing something different. Take your left hand, place it on top of your head. Okay? And now, try and take your left ear to your left shoulder. Or you could, the direction could also be take your left elbow closer to the floor. And then come back to the middle. Slowly and easily. And as you do that, feel in particular what happens with your pelvis. So the left side of your bum is going to become elevated off of the floor. Does it become more elevated when you tilt your elbow to the side? To the right, left elbow to the side? Or does it go down when you tilt your left elbow to the side? Now continue doing this movement, but now also take your right ear to the right shoulder. So now you're going, you're lengthening the left side. You take the right ear to the right shoulder. And then go back and forth. And then as you do this movement side to side, feel what happens inside your pelvis. Come back. No, come back. So when you come this way, you lift. And now go back. And then you lower. Okay. You see? You see now how much move? Ah, all of a sudden. So feel how much bigger you can make the movement is when you bring the head to the left, if you lift the left side of the pelvis. And as you bring the head to the right, if you lower the left side of the pelvis. Okay, pause, let that go, lie on your back. And now let's come back up to sitting, the same position, the side sitting position. Left foot is backwards, right foot is by your left knee. Hand is on top of the head, and right hand is on the ground, and you bring weight. And now let's turn to the right, just wherever it's comfortable. It's not like you don't have to do a crazy turn. Now, in this position, take the left ear to the left shoulder and the right ear to the right shoulder and alternate between these two sides. So now you're not just moving side to side, but there's also a bit of a twist. So as you do this, see if you can keep the movement of the head just side to side in the plane that you're facing. So your torso doesn't have to rotate, but your pelvis will have to move. So try this, slow it down. Don't have ambition. Don't feel like I need to get this right. Just do an inch of a movement in one direction or the other. And ask yourself, okay, am I turning? If I'm turning, then why am I turning? Do I need to be turning? And it might help to do it with your eyes open. So with your eyes open, you're going to sense, I should be facing the same place the whole time. Okay, and leave it and come to the center. And maybe like, why the hell did we do these movements? Well, we're going to go back to our, this method is scientific. So we're going to go back to our old trusty movement. We're going to put the dead bird in front of our face, wrist in front of our face, hanging, drooping nicely. And now you guys know what to do, right? You're going to turn to the right and see. Close your eyes and see how far you look now. And is it easier? Do you go farther than you did before? So, if it's not explicitly disallowed, it's allowed. And why don't we leave it and lie on the back, huh? And notice how those left-right contrasts are continuing to grow. Does one leg feel like it's resting wider out of the midline? So what is the midline? The midline is if you took your spine, the line of your spine, and brought it through the bottom of your pelvis and out, so you drew it on the floor out away from you, in the middle, you could ask, well, which leg is closer to the midline? And do you feel like one leg is further, resting further away from the midline? And that's neither good nor bad. It's just to notice. You maybe sense a difference between the two shoulders. And slowly roll your head to the left and to the right. And see if it's continuing to become easier in one direction. And then leave it, let it go. And let's come back to sitting. And let's again sit in the same science sitting position. And now, here, let's turn to the right and place both hands on the floor. So your left hand can be by your right knee, and your right hand is somewhere. You don't have to turn all the way some crazy amount. Just and feel like, you know what, you can sort of like rest in your arms. Like you can kind of relax here. Right? And bring your eyes up to the horizon. And now slowly begin to lower your head and raise your head back up. Lower your head. And as you lower your head, begin to round your back as well. And as you raise your head, begin to look a little bit up to the ceiling and see if you can bring a small arching and lengthening of your back. And now as you're doing this, this is beautiful, you guys. You're all, it's lovely. Begin to sense your pelvis. And how your pelvis rolls, and the left side of your pelvis goes up and it comes down. And see if on looking up, is there something that you can do with the pelvis? Can you activate it so that to make the looking up easier? So try this. Instead of initiating the movement from the head, try and initiate the movement from the pelvis. So start moving from the pelvis. So when you want to look up, your pelvis begins a movement. And then when you want to look down, the pelvis rolls back. So when you look up, the left side of the pelvis lifts. When you look down, the left side of the pelvis goes down. And then pause and try initiating that movement now from your head instead. So your head is the driver, and then the pelvis will come and follow. So it's like your spine is a chain, and the information propagates like a wave up and down the chain of the spine. And try it again from initiating from the pelvis. If you ever get sick of it, just stop, let it go, lie on your back, whatever. But try starting the process from the pelvis. So your pelvis lifts to look up, and then your pelvis begins to drop to lower your head. And make it be like a wave along your spine. So and feel that. As your pelvis begins to lift up, it propagates up your spine. Eventually, it forces your head to lift. There's no other option but for your head to lift. And when your head lifts like this, your head lifts lightly and easily. Okay. Let's come back to the center. Well, hold on a second. Should we test now? Let's test now. Weight on the right hand. Dead bird in front of you. Close your eyes. No cheating. And turn. And turn with your entire self. So you could lift your pelvis. You could do whatever you want. And then see how far you turn easily to. And then open your eyes and see where you're at. Beautiful. Let's lie on our backs. So, this lesson turning in side sitting or something like this. As I mentioned before, colloquially it's known as the dead bird lesson. It's one of the canonical Feldenkrais lessons. It's something that he would have, or he did, teach in many of his workshops that he did for the public when he was trying to get the method to be known and understood. And it's a very, it's a popular lesson. And we did it in the first week of our training program. Remember, Helena? So, and it has, the thing that's beautiful about it is that it has everything in it. You can sort of, like, if you're a kinesiologist, you can think of movement in like three different types of planes. There's flexion and extension. There's side bending. And then there's rotation. I mean, technically rotation is not in a plane, but you guys know what I mean. And this lesson is predominantly about turning, right? You could imagine this would be useful if you were, driving your car and wanted to change lanes on the highway. Or, there's a million types of scenarios. But what's interesting is that it brings in the action of side bending. So that's that movement we do with a hand on top of our head, where we sort of like bring one ear to one shoulder and bring the other ear to the other shoulder. And then it also brings flexion and extension, which is bending forward and then looking up. And these were the flexion and extension were the themes of the lessons from 2 weeks ago and the lesson from last week as well, by the way. So, but it's interesting how doing the side bending and doing the flexion and extension results in improved turning. So, that's one reason why this lesson is particularly great. All right. Now, believe it or not, there's quite a few more variations that can be done. If you look at any one lesson that Moshe taught or other people have taught since, variations of this lesson, there's a number of different types of variations, and you can sort of, they start out all the same in the beginning, and then they vary differently. It's like how much you want to use the eyes or turning the head or how deeply you want to go into flexion and extension, for example. So there's quite a few more variations that we can do just on one side. But because this is, an introductory class, and I can tell that you guys are feeling very asymmetrical on the floor right now, we're going to come back up to sitting, but we're going to switch the side sitting now. So come on up to sitting. And sit now with your right foot backwards and your left foot near your right knee. Your weight is now on the left hand. And now just in this situation, just get a sense for how comfortably are you sitting. Can you sit in this situation? Is it more comfortable, less comfortable than on the other side? I'm wagering that the other side got more comfortable as we went along. But through the process of softening in the hip joints and stuff. Alright, so now that we're here, let's bring the right wrist in front of our eyes, in front of our nose. The elbows bent roughly 90 degrees. Close your eyes. And turn to the left and pause wherever it is that you begin to feel effort. And you can come back and you can repeat that just a few times, just so you get a sense for what it's like. And then the next time, pause and open your eyes. Just see where you're at. So, then come back to center. So, a couple of things to ask yourself. One, are you turning as much to the left now as you were at the end to the right? And the answer is no. However, you can also ask yourself, am I turning to the left more than I was turning initially to the right the very first time that I did it to the right? And that's an interesting, because either that means that you learn something by doing it to the right, or you are already better to the left, even though we never tested it. Does that make sense, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking quizzical, so. Okay, so let's get back. So, and you're turning so that the nose and the wrist are always in line, right? So turn to the left, and now pause at that, a nice comfortable place, right? And so now, let's take our eyes, the eyes are closed, take the eyes back to the front of the room, and then back towards the hand, towards the wrist. So the head does not turn. And if you want, you can open your eyes and try doing it that way. There's no fixed law that says one thing. So, the first approximation is just jamming the eyes back to the front of the room and just rapidly bring the eyes back to the thing. Back to the wrist. The next approximation is slowly pretending that there's a light against the wall that's just slowly crawling along the wall, and your eyes are slowly following this thing. Your head doesn't move, your wrist doesn't move, just your eyes going back to the front of the room, back to the hand. And then check in with yourself. Can you feel anything happening in your spine as you move the eyes to the front of the room, to the right, and back to the left, to the wrist? Can you feel anything happening in your pelvis? Why would moving your eyes do something to your back? Why would moving your eyes create movement in the pelvis? Pause. Come back to the center. Close your eyes. Bring your wrist in front of you. And let's just turn once to the left and just see how it is. Turn to the place that's comfortable. And see whether that's any easier. Open your eyes. All right. And pause and just let it go. And let's just sit cross-legged for a second. Or don't. This entire lesson could, in a way, be done cross-legged. It's just a little hard to bring the pelvis into some of the movements. It's the pelvis just naturally comes into the movements a little bit better in the turning when you're in the side sitting position, the back leg. All right, so let's get back into the position. Weight on the left hand, right hand in front of your nose, in front of your eyes. Turn to the comfortable place, and now pause there. Now, in your imagination, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're turning your head back to look at the front of the room, and then you turn your head to return to look at the wrist. So your head in your imagination, visualize your head turning. Your head doesn't actually turn, but kinesthetically feel what it would be like. Feel your head rotating over your torso. Feel the wind blowing on one cheek and then the other. Feel how your spine and pelvis respond to the turning of the head. And pause with that. It's hard, huh? And now, just two times, with your eyes closed, actually turn your head now to the front of the room. Now leave the wrist and the shoulder stay in place. So just turn your head to the front of the room and back to the wrist. Do it two times. Did that match how you visualized it? So now continue to imagine your head turning towards the front of the room. With that new knowledge that you got by actually having done it. And pause. And now one more time, turn your head to the front of the room. And back to your wrist. And then bring everything back to the center again. And now if you want, let's retest the turning. So close your eyes, wrist in front of you in the dead bird position. And turn to the left. And see how far you go now. Open your eyes. See where you're at. And once you've measured, you can let it go and come lie on your back. So one of the things that we often do in awareness through movement lessons is we imagine movements and we visualize movements. And it's long been part of the canon of the Feldenkrais method that doing the movements in your imagination can be just as powerful, if not more powerful, than actually doing the movements in awareness through movement lessons. So you can actually judge that for yourself. You just imagined a number of movements and actually did three. Compared to on the first side, you did probably 10, 12 movements of the head. And so, which was, which of those two methods was more effective? Or what was their relative effectiveness? One thing that people are finding by doing, these brain studies of using functional MRIs, they have people actually playing piano and then imagining playing the piano. And they see how new neurons are being wired and stuff inside the brain. And they find that the act of visualizing itself is just as powerful as the act of actually doing with your, like learning how to play scales on a piano. Visualizing it is just as powerful as, visualize the act of moving the fingers is just as powerful as doing it. course, when Moshe came up with this in the 1960s, they didn't know this. So that's kind of cool. All right, let's come back up to sitting. Sit with your right foot back, side sitting. Right foot back, left foot in front, left leg in front. Left foot by your right knee. Right hand on top of the head. Weight on the left hand. And now, begin to take your right ear to the right shoulder and the left ear to the right, left shoulder. You're facing to the front. And now, slow down. We're not in a race here. In fact, your brain doesn't figure it out if you go fast. It just says, okay, I'm on autopilot here. I'm just going to habitual. If you do it slow, your brain can start to figure stuff out. So, recall what you learned on the other side about how the movement of the pelvis helped to enhance the side bending of the head. So feel, when would you want to lift the right side of your bum up, and when would you want to bring it a little bit closer to the floor? Come back. Lift it. There you go. And so as you bring your right elbow to the floor, to the right, if you lift the right sits bone, you lift the right side of your pelvis. You engage the center part of you in a side bending movement, and you can kind of amplify the movement a little bit. It resonates. Doesn't mean you can't do it without it, but just makes it simpler and easier. And again, it's kind of like a seesaw or something. It's one side, you know, the two sides come together and then they come apart. Come together and they come apart. Okay, pause. Hand on top of the head again. Right hand on top of the head. Now turn to the left, some comfortable amount. And now in this position, begin to take the elbow out to the side. And your head is side bending. Your right ear is going to the right shoulder. Left ear is going to the left shoulder. So, pause for a second. So, when we did it, let's do it to the front again. So when we side bent, our chest is facing the front of the room, right? The elbow is out to the side, and the movement, the face is always staying oriented towards the front of the room. The face is oriented to the front of the room. Nice and slow, nice and slow. So now pause. Now rotate yourself to the left a little bit and make sure that your pelvis lifts up off of the floor a little bit as you rotate. You're facing somewhere the wall, and now you bring your right ear to the right shoulder and your left ear to your left shoulder. Slow down. It is really difficult. But when you do it slow and you do it so that you're just in the plane of movement of you're facing still in the same direction, your face is always in the same direction where you're turned towards, but you're just side bending. Do one side and to the other. So your face is pointing just always that way. All right. Beautiful. And let's let it go. And it's not necessary, but if you feel like it, you can put your wrist in front of your nose again. And you can turn to the left. And allow your pelvis to get into this movement. And then you can open your eyes and see, hey, how far am I turning now? And then leave it and line your back. And notice now what's happening to the other side of your body. So when we did the movements just turning to the right, one side of your body was becoming more clear, was perhaps lengthening, softening to the floor, sort of thing. So now pay attention what's happening to the other side of the body now. And if you like, you can roll your head left and right a little bit. You can roll your head just very gently, a little bit in the center. Or you could roll your head left and right like you just stepped out of the Exorcist movie. It's up to you. All right, leave that. And one more time now, let's come up to sitting, side sitting. I feel like you guys could probably already do, I mean, the second side is pretty much similar to the first side. So let's now bring both hands over to the left. So the right hand is by the left knee, on the outside of it, though. I mean, it actually doesn't matter. It could be wherever. I did that because I'm sitting on this table and I don't have any other option. But somewhere nice and comfortable. And then look forward. And then slowly begin to lower your head. And raise your head. And immediately, now you know about the pelvis. Immediately say, what is going on with my pelvis? And can I bring it in? So as you look up, the pelvis lifts. And as you come down, the pelvis sinks down towards the floor a little bit. And it's the movement of the pelvis and the movement of the head that are the end movements of the end members of this movement. And there's the chain of the spine. There's a chain of the spine that connects them. And so these movements get there you go. Beautiful. So now think of initiating the movement just with your pelvis. Your pelvis starts this. So as you look down, your pelvis starts to go down towards the floor, rolls back. That cascades through the chain of your spine all the way up to your head. And then your pelvis begins to lift. The right side of your pelvis begins to lift. And that pushes on each one of those vertebrae in the spine, link by link by link, so that you eventually have no other choice but you have to lift your head. And just repeat that a couple more times. And when you're happy with it, let it go. Come to the front. Back to doing science. We're going to do our experiment now. Close your eyes and turn with your head and your wrist, your nose and your wrist together, and turn around and see how far you can go. Now. Now, come back to center. Let's try it one more time now. I was a little bit strict with you guys, but it's not necessary. So you can actually turn around to the left, but now don't force your nose and your wrist to stay together, but just everything turns and your head is going to keep turning to the left. And see how far around the room you can look now. Let it go. And lie on your back. Sense now, that was the last variation of the lesson. So sense now how your two legs are lying on the floor. Sense the width of the legs out from the midline. Sense if the turnout has changed. The amount that they are rotated, the legs are rotated out. And see if you get a sense of increased length or perhaps increased width in your torso, in your shoulder blades. Gently roll your head from left to right. And in your own time, come up to sitting and then come to stand. And stand on the hardwood floor. And just close your eyes and come to a nice, comfortable standing position. And once you're settled, open your eyes. And again, try and see if you can sense that length in your torso. The width, length and width in your torso. And then gently turn to the left and turn to the right. In standing, so you can use all of yourself. Only your feet stay on the floor. I mean, the weight can shift on your feet. And that is it. Oh, you're too kind, too kind.